in the Shiva Shiyam, we read Zeh Kelim Ve'anvehu. We're familiar with the pasuk as relating to the locha of Hidu Mitzvah, Yisnoi Lefana B'mitzvahs. But Targum Unkelus interprets it, Den Elokai Avne Le Mikdash Elko Davasi Ve'aflach Kadamoi. That Targum interprets Anvehu in the sense of binyan, of building the Beis HaMikdash. That Moshe at the Siyam Suf was praying that the Beis HaMikdash should be built. And the reason may be because the Mokum of Shiva is really in the Mikdash. And therefore, when Moshe reached the level of Shiva Sayam, he prayed to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash, or that the Beis HaMikdash should be built, which is the place of Shiva. And Moshe was therefore saying that even though he's saying Shiva Lashem as Halal V'Hodor, but he hopes and prays for the time when the Beis HaMikdash will be built and we'll be able to sing in the proper place the Mokum of Shiva, which is namely in the Beis HaMikdash, which is Lifnei Hashem in the Mikdash. And also we could add to this that since Kriyas Yamsuf represented the completion of the Geula from Shiva Mitzrayim, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu Davin, that the Geula HaSida will ultimately come, and that Geula, the ultimate Geula, depends on the Beis HaMikdash. As the Rambam says in Perek Yalof and Hilchas Melachim, speaking about the Melech Mashiach, Ubono HaMikdash Bimkomo V'Kovetz Nidchei Yisrael HaReza Mashiach B'Vadai. And that's what Moshe says at the end of the Shiva, Mikdash Hashem Konenu Yodecha, because it's referring to Bayis Shlishi, which will be built by the Melech HaMashiach and will represent the culmination of the Geula. And Rashi and Tosis and Sukkah and Daf Mem Aleph hold, it's also Tosis and Shavuos and Daf Tesvav, that Bayis Shlishi, unlike the opinion of the Ram, the Ram says that the Melech HaMashiach will build the Bayis Shlishi. Rashi and Tosis hold that Bayis Shlishi will come down in Hashemayim. And so maybe that's what the pasuk means. Konanu Yodecha is referring to Bayis Shlishi.